What we are going to talk about today is the concept of persistence. We are going to talk about the concept of persistence and the road to victory. Now, it would be great if victory was simply attained by some brilliant idea that immediately produced total success. But that's not a realistic point of view. Sometimes it does, but that's not normally the situation. In a world that's as screwed up as today's world, there are going to be setbacks, big setbacks. So, what to do, and what is the appropriate psychological approach to setbacks? Is it to panic? Is it to give up? Is it to surrender? Obviously, these are not realistic ideas. We would bring people's attention to the concept of the ancient Greek phalanx in war. As long as all the soldiers maintained their position in the phalanx, there was the potential for victory. And there was the potential to seriously limit casualties. The concept of victory in ancient warfare was a term called breaking the flanks. The flanks could be outflanked, it could be attacked from the rear, or some of the soldiers would simply be overwhelmed, and you could punch a hole in the flanks. And once you could smash a hole in the flanks, you could generally cut to pieces a good part of the soldiers. The ancient Spartans had a term for their soldiers: come back with your shield or on it. For those who don't understand ancient war, here's the point. The shield was very heavy, so if things weren't going well, the logical thing might be to throw down your shield and run. Because you couldn't run very far with a great big heavy shield. However, this was generally a road to suicide because the minute the soldier broke out of the flanks and threw down his shield, he would be cut to pieces. And that's a highly relevant point, that the soldier was to maintain his position in the flanks no matter what. It didn't mean that victory was guaranteed. It didn't mean that the soldier might not eventually be annihilated, but the idea of running away and breaking the flanks meant defeat for the entire organization, the entire nation, and so on. Sun Tzu, the Chinese military theorist, mentioned that the road to victory is in the mind. If you can convince the enemy that it's hopeless, you have already won the war. And see, all these things are connected into a state of psychology. So let's get a little bit more specific. So what do you do if things go disastrously wrong? What do you do? Well, obviously you first need to just survive whatever the respective disaster is and make decisions relating to survival. Obviously, that's necessary. However, you must also analyze how you got into the situation and correct whatever you're doing in life that led to the situation. However, there's a more important point. You need to maintain your position. The concept of persistence is directly connected to a disciplined lifestyle. It would be wonderful to suggest you could party away, amuse yourself, and have a quote, great time, work hard, play hard, that sort of nonsense. But that's again, these are delusions of the current society. These are not realities of a world in crisis. And you have to have a disciplined lifestyle. In other words, do not engage in heavy consumption of alcohol. Legal drugs or illegal drugs. And legal drugs are a very big question of the mind-altering drugs sold by the pharmaceutical industry, which can also have extremely negative consequences. It also involves basic questions of health, getting enough exercise, getting enough sleep, so that your life has the kind of shock absorbers that are needed to survive disasters. And it goes back to hope. You see, the enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to think, well, it's hopeless. Why? It's hopeless to resist. Learn to love your chains. There's nothing you can do. Just accept what we are doing to you. And that is a road to defeat and disaster. That is the road to being a slave. And in today's world, the money lords simply have created a world that's going to self-destruct. So you really aren't going to really save yourself by capitulating to them. No, you're not. That's not really a solution. So there has to be the concept of discipline, and you regroup and keep going. You can look over and over again in history for lessons about persistence. The most spectacular case of persistence is Rome in its battle with Hannibal. Hannibal destroyed one major Roman army after another. I mean, logically, Rome should have just given up. It should have just surrendered. It was just hopeless. But the Romans were very tough characters, and after each defeat, they still managed to regroup and reorganize, and they eventually wore Hannibal down, and they eventually ended up annihilating him. So there's a lesson there. Frederick the Great in the Seven Years' War is another example of that. I mean, after the Battle of Kunersdorf, it really looked like things were hopeless. It really did. But Frederick the Great kept on fighting. He kept on doing what he needed to do. And he was saved by a miracle, the death of Tsarina Elizabeth. Now, we're not saying that everything's going to have a happy ending for you. You may follow all the advice in this lecture, and you want to know something? You may yet end up being annihilated in today's criminal toxic world. So and if you look at history, there is the concept of martyrdom. We believe in the concept of dharma and karma. We believe in the concept of life after death. We believe in the concept of there being a long-term future. These are ideas that are thousands of years old and are reflected in different forms in different religions. We're not certainly not saying all religions are the same. They're not, but there are overall concepts about this. So you may end up being a martyr. However, running away and panicking is a virtual 100% certain road to suicide, you see. Yes, it is. So you have to have the persistence, you have to have the psychology of staying power and regrouping after disasters. That's just a basic fact. It's a fact that relates to today's world. We are involved on this planet in a struggle for survival. We have a toxic criminal system, and we have to fight back. The ultimate resolution of these problems is not going to be pretty. No, it is not. And it's going to involve a tremendous struggle between the forces of life and the forces of death. So there are going to be setbacks. There are going to be big setbacks. The victors will be the people who have the will to power. The victors will be people who have the internal discipline. The victors will be people who are able to recover from disasters, regroup and reorganize, and keep on fighting. You have no choice, ultimately. The status quo is a death pact. It's not going to have a happy ending. Doing nothing is not an option. So you need to look at your life and reorganize your life so you can survive the setbacks and the potential disasters to come and rise above them, just as the Romans did in destroying Hannibal. That's the end of this lecture.